Ladies and gentlemen, we are Two Guys, One Phone. We're back at you live. We haven't done a Michael Jackson bit in forever.
It's been a minute.
It's been probably a couple of years.
Yeah.
But they're always pretty successful. Right?
People like Michael Jackson for some reason.
Well, they like our analysis of it. They also like Michael Jackson.
They like Michael Jackson.
But also our analysis of his songs.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Not quite at the same level of popularity yet.
No, or monetarily successful.
They don't call
either,
us like the king of podcasting.
Wow, they should.
Again, maybe this is going to do it, though, because we didn't look into it all that well.
Well, that's usually where we thrive.
Don't even know if there's anything, but it's Michael Jackson,
so there has to be something. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe some jokes about, like, the pedophilia angle.
Well,
pedophilia, I don't even know. In his case.
He didn't even care if he knew him or not. As long as he was under 12, it'd be fine.
So that's why it says, don't matter if you're black or white. That doesn't matter. It's not about race.
It's not a race thing. He was also
black and white himself, but he just wants to say, it doesn't matter if you're black or white as long as you're not 12 or over.
Above.
Yeah. It's not like I don't see race. Race don't matter to me. Yeah. Race don't matter to me. Age is the only thing that matters. Yeah, so there we go.
I think
there's our bit.
Yeah. Supplement it with some music.
Yeah, let's do some music, get through that part.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe do some more jokes.
More jokes.
And then call it the bit.
I like it.
All right.
I took my baby on a Saturday bang. Boy, is that girl with you? Yes, we're one and the same. I took my baby on a Saturday bang. What is a Saturday bang? Like he banged her on a Saturday.
I don't think he banged babies.
Wow.
What's
your definition of
more
a baby?
Like, I think 8 to 11 is more like his. But anyway, he took his baby on a night out, I guess.
Right.
Like she went to a different school. Like all these girlfriends, he's always singing
about. He has a lot of girlfriends that didn't, there was no pictorial evidence.
No.
But either way, boy, is that girl with you? Yes, we're one and the same.
So someone else goes up to him
and says, is that girl
boy,
right next to you?
Someone calls him boy. Is that girl with you?
Mentally he was a boy.
Oh that's why. So boy, is that girl with you? So someone else is doubting
that she is with him.
Why? I don't know, but that's kind of strange. Like, when does that ever happen? Boy, is that girl with you?
Yeah, well, maybe they're surprised, like, to see him with a girl.
To see him with a girl,
Like, wow.
Isn't she a little out of your age range? But
she's 25.
She's 25, what are you doing? But, so boy, is a girl with you? And then he says, yes, we're one and the same.
So he is also a girl?
I think what he means to say is that she's with me.
Yeah, but that's not what he says.
That's not what one and the same means. Also, you're going out with someone doesn't mean you're the same person at all. And now you've taken yourself out on a lot of dates. And then you're one of the same.
Who else is going to?
But then it's only one person on the date at least.
Yeah.
Right?
I get it.
That's still less awkward than having two people on the date and it being the same person.
Yeah, well, schizophrenia,
I don't even know. Yeah, so in other words, other people are questioning, like, why?
Maybe
this is also part of like a deep.
It's his projection.
His projection, because he feels like, I'm sure he went on actual dates with women, of course, to portray himself as like a normal heterosexual male.
Yeah.
But in his mind, of course, he's thinking, oh wait, they're on to me. They're gonna ask me
if that girl's actually with me,
because they actually weren't.
They weren't actually on.
No, but that's him projecting his own
in
fears
the
and insecurities.
Yeah. He does that a lot.
He does that a lot with like a lot of his songs.
Yeah. That's why they're the most interesting to analyze.
Yeah. So, and then we're one of the same, which that also means like he doesn't understand anything about like relationships.
No, of course not.
That's not what that means.
I mean, I guess when he's with like a little boy, yeah, they're one and the same.
I guess.
Because he's also a little boy.
Because they're both 11-year-old boys. Yeah. He just happens to have the body of like a 40-year-old.
But man,
it's the mind that matters.
It's always the mind that matters.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Now, I believe in miracles. And a miracle has happened tonight.
Okay.
So, yeah, he believes in miracles.
Yeah.
He doesn't doubt them, and one has happened tonight. But if you're thinking about...
Well, that he was out with a woman, like, what's the miracle?
I don't know what the miracle
Someone questions if that's really his girl, and that is a miracle?
Yeah, I don't see that as a miracle.
I don't understand.
I don't know what the miracle is that has happened. Nah. But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. Ooh. That doesn't make any sense. It don't matter if you're black. So the person wondering,
yeah,
or thinking about the baby, rather,
yeah, because they want.
It doesn't matter if
they want to steal. Like the reason they ask is they want to be with her.
Yeah,
right. It's not just interest. It's like, hey,
are they
like,
with
is she
you?
With you? Because I like her. Yeah. Right. That's the implication.
That's the implication.
But if you're thinking about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. So no, of course that's not the problem. The problem is that they.
They're thinking of
coming after your girl.
After
your girlfriend. But he says, oh no, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. So in other words, like it doesn't matter if you're after my baby or not. Or
doesn't
like,
matter if
why would it matter?
Thinking about my baby,
is
a black person
it.
Or a white person.
No, but why would it?
It wouldn't.
Like I thought it was more like a broader message of like it doesn't matter if you're black or white in society, we're all equal.
That's what I thought.
But the way he phrases it,
I thought it was it doesn't matter if you're black and white if you're under 12.
If you're
I'm
yeah,
still
of course.
Date you, know?
Yeah, I don't.
That's what I thought he was
I don't
saying.
See race. I only see age.
Yeah.
But the way he phrases it here, it's not even a message of equality. It's like, hey, if you're looking at my baby.
As long as you're not Asian, you're good, I guess. Is that what he's saying?
No, I don't know what he's saying.
He doesn't know what he's saying.
But it's very weird. So his inclusion means that if you want to steal his girlfriend, then it doesn't matter if you're black or white. So but it doesn't matter in other scenarios?
If you're black or... Yeah, of course. In other scenarios, it always matters.
So but as long as you try to take his girlfriend, it's okay.
Yeah.
Is it a weird specific scenario. If you think about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. Why would it say, oh yeah, because I'm black, yeah, you can have her as long as you're black.
If you're not,
she will go home with you.
If you're white, then no. Or
yeah, or the other way around. Like when has that ever been a problem? No, the issue is that they try to come after your girlfriend. That is what he doesn't get it at all.
He wants them to take
the
girlfriend.
Get it,
yeah, you can take her, yeah.
What a weird message. So he can be black or white, it doesn't matter, but he doesn't even say if it's a bad thing that they're coming after his girlfriend.
Mm. No.
Because he's very inclusive as long as you try to...
He's racially inclusive.
I don't understand the message here at all. And what's the miracle? Like there hasn't been a miracle.
No miracle has been introduced in the song.
All right, well, maybe we'll all be clarified.
All right. It's kind of catchy, though.
Of course, it's a good song. It's Michael Jackson. What do you think?
Wow.
They print my message in the Saturday sun. I think that's like a rag.
Oh, yeah, it's a new rag.
Yeah, you know, gossip magazine, whatever. Gotcha, they print my message, but what is his message?
About black and white.
About
equality.
Black and white equality. If you try to steal someone's girl, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. Nobody said it would.
No.
Hey, they print my message, whatever the message is, in the Saturday Sun. I had to tell him I ain't second to none. So he called the Saturday Sun and said, "Yeah,
thanks for printing my message, but
printing my message, I'm second to none. I'm like the best one out there, or something. Like, what is he?
Yeah.
What message is he even talking about?
I don't know.
And it's all about equality, and it's true. Either you're wrong or you're right. Wait, and it's all about equality. So he's calling the Saturday Sun, talking about equality in the context of, you know, people try to steal your partner. Yeah, it shouldn't matter if it's black or white.
No, as long as they're trying to steal your partner, it's fine.
Yeah, or if it's not fine, it's just as bad if a black person steals your partner than if a white person does it.
It's the same level
of bad. But nobody ever said that was the issue.
Yeah.
What a weird message of equality. And it's all about equality, or it's just the whole concept.
Equality.
And it's true. So he talked about equality, and also it's true, as opposed to like him being like with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, why would you even feel the need to say that it's true? Of course, you just said that that's what you did.
Mm-hmm. He's trying to justify.
Yeah.
It's not true.
And it's true. Either you're wrong or you're right. What?
Who is wrong or right
about what? About equality?
I don't get it.
But if you think about my baby, it don't matter if you're black or white. Oh. Again.
Yeah. Very important message.
It's a very strange message.
Yeah.
Because I thought he would say, thinking about my baby, if I think about my partners, it doesn't matter if they're black or white.
Well, of course.
It's about their personality or something.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. But he has this weird dynamic of other people asking him
about
his partner, if they're with him, why would they ask that? And why would
the person who's asking is the one with the race?
Is the one, and but it doesn't matter if the people that they're asking that are black or white.
No.
What? How do you fuck that up? A message of equality.
Fucks it up.
Like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. We're all the same. We're all part of the human race. The only race I see is the human race, basically.
Yeah, of course.
It's a very simple message. But he manages.
Fuck-up-able.
Yeah, but he manages to fuck it up. Because he, like, of course, he's very strange.
What is he doing?
I have no idea. and that's the song.
No.
That's the black or white. And this song is like a message for a lot of people. Yeah, about equality. But he couldn't even get it right.
Even if he tried, he couldn't do it. What an idiot.
Wacko Jacko.
Yeah.
Anyway, for us, it also doesn't matter if you're black or white.
As long as you donate.
As long as you donate. Or if you don't donate, it doesn't matter, too, if you're black or white.
Yeah, it has to be something negative.
You're a piece of shit regardless.
Yeah, we hate you either way.
We hate you either way. It doesn't matter if you're black or white.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that we want to extend the message.
The message to you, our audience.
To all of you.
Fuck the fans.
Fuck the fucking fans, black and white.
And all other races.
And everything in between, and, you know, all other races.
Yeah.
And colors, and shapes, and genders.
I was thinking the same thing.
Let's not, you know, exclude anyone here.
No, it's a spectrum.
It's a message of equality.
Message of equality.
But no matter what race our listeners are, they all have one thing in common, and that is that they don't donate.
They don't donate money.
We only attract people
who refuse to give a dollar on Patreon.
Isn't that amazing, though?
What are the odds, really?
Because we have, like, listeners from a lot of countries.
Oh, like 150 countries.
No, I think, over 109. I think 200. We hit 200.
Are there 200 countries?
I guess so. Maybe some of them even created their own country just to listen to us.
Really?
Yeah. No, yeah. I think we're at like 195 or 96.
Wow.
Doesn't mean they listen to everything, but we have listeners from 196 countries.
Like almost 2 million total listeners, I think.
2 million. Oh, yeah. Way more than 2 million downloads, yeah.
Really?
Of course. But, the one thing they all have in common.
They do not.
Is that they do not donate.
No, they do not donate money.
So, hey. fuck the fans, I guess, is where we land on this. That's my verdict for this song.
Yeah, that's like your rating?
That's my rating for the song is fuck the fans.
All right.
What about you? How do you?
I was going to give it a 4.5 out of 5 CDs.
Oh, really?
But,
I can see that.
But hey, stay tuned for more Michael Jackson. We're obviously going to do more of that because that's a gold mine, I feel
Of course. Not in terms of, you know, money.
Donations. No, but in terms of like the quality of the stupidity of what he's saying.
Yeah.
it's very rich with that. So yeah, stay tuned and look up our old previous Michael Jackson bits.
Oh, those are the best.
It's Two Guys, One Phone.